Excellency, you have the floor.
Thank you. Chairperson of the conference, the Director General and staff, representative members of the states, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, Zimbabwe joins other member states in congratulating the chair and his deputies of the 39th conference on their election to steer the work of this very important meeting. I would like to commend you for the steering work you have done thus far. The Zimbabwean delegation would also want to congratulate the Director General, Dr. Jose Graziano da Silva, for his re-election and also for the excellent work in the agriculture, food and nutrition security since assuming office. Turning to the theme of the debate, breaking the cycle of poverty and hunger, Chairperson, Zimbabwe is one of the countries that are yet to realize the Millennium Development Goal 1 of halving the proportion of poor people by 2015. With a population of 13 million people, an average household of four people, 62% households in Zimbabwe are poor due to a number of factors that are strongly rooted in climate change and the illegal sanctions imposed on Zimbabwe when the country sought to redistribute land and bring the majority of Zimbabweans into the mainstream of the economy and form a strong base for inclusive agriculture-led economic growth and recovery. The Zimbabwe delegation believes that breaking the cycle of poverty and hunger requires, one, a pro-poor development framework to spearhead inclusive economic growth, a strong focus on rural areas and agriculture development, and a mutual combination of social protection and agriculture development measures. Zimbabwe post-2015 development agenda to see inclusive economic growth is set out in the National Economic Blueprint. The Zimbabwe Agenda for a Sustainable Socio-Economic Transformation, ZIM Asset, which is built on four clusters that clearly answers to the theme of this debate. These clusters include food security and nutrition cluster, social services and poverty eradication cluster, infrastructure and utilities cluster, value addition and beneficiation. I must say that ZIM Asset is a national program that demands public, private and development partners' investment alike. And my delegation would want to see more cooperation with FAO in the context of ZIM Asset and the Zimbabwe United Nations Development Assistance Framework of 2016, which was recently signed in May 2015. Chairperson, a strong focus on rural areas and agriculture is key to breaking the cycle of poverty in Zimbabwe for three main reasons. 67% of Zimbabwe's population lives in rural areas and is engaged in agriculture. And noteworthy is the fact that 52% of that population are women. Poverty is more prevalent in rural areas, with 76% of rural households living on less than $1.25 a day, compared to 38% in urban areas. 30% of rural people are living in extreme poverty, compared to 5.6% in rural areas, in urban areas. Agriculture is the major source of livelihood for 67% of the population living in rural areas and remains the mainstay of the Zimbabwean economy with a potential of contributing up to 18% of Zimbabwe's gross domestic product and 25% of the country's formal employment. A mutual combination of social protection measures and agricultural development measures will enhance Zimbabwe's efforts to break the cycle of poverty. The social protection measures help the poor and the vulnerable to meet their basic needs and manage risks, while agricultural development measures create durable pathways out of poverty. Allow me, Mr. Chairperson, to draw parallel experiences in Zimbabwe in respect of input and food distribution. The distribution of agricultural inputs such as seed and fertilizers to more than 1.4 million smallholder farmers across the country has worked very well to build and enhance food security of the rural people in good rainfall seasons. In 2013-2014 agriculture season, Zimbabwe achieved a cereal food surplus of 253,000 metric tons against a national requirement of 1,450,000 metric tons. The same, however, cannot be said for 2014-2015, which experienced a severe drought, particularly in the southern part of the country. This points to the importance of irrigation for creating resilience. On food distribution, Zimbabwe has an average of 16% of rural households requiring food assistance, especially during the periods of January to March, just a month before we start harvesting a new crop. Food distribution includes free food handouts, a supplementary feeding program for vulnerable groups, which include children under 5, school-going, pregnant women, and the elderly, and food for work, where the rural people are engaged to participate in public works programs such as road repairs and garden reclamation in return for cash or food. My delegation regrets to note that most of this food distributed by various agencies is imported. It is our conviction that such imports have only served to perpetuate poverty and hunger by crowding out local value chain players. My delegation supports the notion that wherever possible, food distribution should be closely tied to local production if we are to get a more pronounced impact on eradication of poverty, hunger, and malnutrition. The promotion of sustainable agriculture development measures in Zimbabwe is guided by the Zimbabwe Comprehensive Agriculture Policy Framework, which is being implemented through the Zimbabwe Agriculture Investment Plan of 2013-2018. Zimbabwe is honored to have FAO, the European Union, and the World Bank as signatories to the Comprehensive Africa Agriculture Development Program, CADEP, committing to resource the investment plan. Zimbabwe Agriculture Investment Plan has now gone through the independent technical review, and preparation for a high-level business meeting is underway. I want to take this opportunity, Mr. Chairperson, to invite all development partners to come forward and be part of Zimbabwe's investment plan. My delegation submits that increased cooperation with FAO to build farmer resilience and increase agriculture production and productivity should focus investment in the following 6 areas. Whilst mainstreaming gender and youth as key participants and beneficiaries of sustainable agriculture development. Number one is the conservation agriculture. The rate of adoption of conservation farming remains low due to low levels of mechanization. Rehabilitation and modernization of non-functional irrigation schemes and development of new irrigation to increase resilience in the face of climate change. Zimbabwe has potential to irrigate 2 million hectares, but currently only 220,000 hectares are installed with irrigation, out of which 153,000 hectares are functional. Development and use of drought tolerant diseases and pest resistance and high yielding and early maturing varieties in order to promote resilience whilst increasing production and productivity. Strengthening national early warning systems to improve monitoring of food security and nutrition at household and national level. Improvement in post-harvest storage, handling and processing facilities. Post-harvest losses account for 20 to 25% of food losses from the field to the table. On animal disease, animal health, disease control and genetic conservation and development to increase livestock production and productivity. My delegation would like to conclude by expressing its gratitude at the ongoing cooperation with FAO in the following key areas that resonate well with Zimbabwe's development agenda, Zim Asset. Small water irrigation support in Manicaland, Midlands, and Mashingo provinces, provinces which constitute most of the southern part of Zimbabwe. Strengthening of agriculture, food and nutrition security, coordination mechanisms, and policy environment. Enhancing agriculture productivity and nutrition under the Livelihoods and Food Security Program. Animal health, disease control, and genetic conservation and development to livestock production and productivity. My delegation is particularly happy with the participation of the rural poor in the identification and implementation of interventions. Such active participatory planning processes will enhance impact by identifying the right and ensuring full local ownership and interventions. We want to acknowledge and thank the Director General's vision in decentralizing operations of FIO to regions. The strategy is beginning to bear fruit in building resilience, and more is possible if more resources are channeled to regional operations. I thank you.